Hey guys, welcome to service. My name is Blaise Sinton and this is my beautiful wife Esther. Together we want to welcome you at Living Word International Church, where we have one commitment to make your life count. We're about to go into service and we want to invite you with us, where you will receive a transformative word and the power of the Holy Ghost will launch you into your destiny for manifestation. God bless you. See you there.
right now. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, praise Jesus, praise Jesus. Come on, give Him all the glory. Give Him all the praise this evening. He is worthy of our praise and of our worship. He's worthy of our thanksgiving. Come on, raise your thanksgiving right now, church. Raise your thanksgiving. Wherever you have come from, whatever you have gone through right now, the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks right now. Hallelujah, Lord. We just want to say thank you. We bless you and we glorify your name. Thank you for your gift of life, for the freedom to worship you. Thank you for grace and for mercy. Thank you for life everlasting through your most precious blood. Come on, church. Just raise your thanksgiving to God. Thank Him for whatever He's done. Be specific right now. You know what He's done throughout today. Whether it's been a good day, say thank you, Jesus. If it's been a bad day, just say thank you right now and raise your thanksgiving. We want to say thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Thank you, God, for the air in our lungs. Thank you for the food we eat, for the water we drink. Thank you, God, for nature, for the grass, Lord, for the trees, God, that exchanges oxygen and carbon dioxide. Thank you, God, that your peace is with us. Thank you, God, that your joy is with us. Thank you that in the house of the Lord there is fullness of joy. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are keeping us. That amidst financial difficulties, God, you are still there. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the one keeping us. That you are the one watching over us. Thank you, Jesus, that your mercies are new every morning. Thank you, God, that you are giving us wisdom at school. You are giving us wisdom in our workplaces. You are giving us wisdom in the house of the Lord. Thank you, God, that your wisdom is following us wherever we go. Thank you that your blessing is following us wherever we go. Come on, church, raise your thanksgiving. Thank you, God, for the power of healing, God, that you have healed us, that you have touched us. Thank you, Jesus, that you have delivered us from diverse things, God. Thank you that what the enemy has planned, Lord, you have turned it around, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that whatever has been sent against us, God, has been turned around for our sake, God. We say thank you this evening. We raise our thanksgiving to you. This is our gratitude, oh Jesus. This is our gratitude, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you have comforted us when things didn't go well. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you have healed us when we felt sad. Thank you, the Lord, amidst emotional pain, God, you are still there to comfort. You are still there to grant peace. You are still there to even just show your presence, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence. Most importantly, we thank you for your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Most importantly, thank you for the victory over death, over the cross, over sin, Lord, over sickness, God. Thank you for victory over spiritual death. We say thank you, Jesus. This is our gratitude. This is our gratitude. Yeah. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Come on, church, and raise your voice. Hallelujah, you have won it all for me. Death could not hold you down, yeah. You are the risen King, oh yes you are. And you're seated in majesty. Oh, worshiping, worshiping. You are the reason. For him being king, oh. Before him right now, if you are able, because we do that to kings, we bow before kings. So right now, just go down and bow before him, bow before him. He's the reason, he's the risen king. We bow before you, Jesus. We lift up ourselves unto you, Lord, that you will use us as your subjects, that you will use us as your servants, God. We are in awe of you. 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 We cannot comprehend your might. We cannot comprehend your wonder. We are in awe of your wonder. We are in awe of your wonder.
You alone deserve all the glory. You are the risen King. Receive your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We are going to pray tonight. Hallelujah. We are going to pray tonight. Are you sure you are ready? Turn to your neighbor and say, we are going to pray tonight. Turn to your neighbor and say, we are going to pray tonight. Maybe this is how you understand. Turn to your sister or your brother. Hallelujah. I'll be reading from Exodus chapter 17, verse 9 to 13. I'll be doing the prayer guidelines for the vision bearer. Praise God. Exodus 17, verse 9 to 13. It says that Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. Verse 10 says, so Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Verse 11, and so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. Verse 12 says, but Moses' hand became heavy, so they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hand on one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hand were steady until the going down of the sun. Verse 13 says, so Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Praise God. You can repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord, send laborers into LWIC. That will strengthen and uphold the hands of your servant in the assignment given to him. In the name of Jesus, begin to open your mouth and pray. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We give you all the praise and all the honor. Father, Lord, as we've come before you tonight, we are saying, Lord Jesus, send the blessing to all of you. I see thou strengthen. Hold the hand of your servant. Thou hold the hand of your servant. According to the assignment you've given in the name of Jesus. Shall we give it up to Sister Grace?
Good evening, church. Good evening, church. It is good to see you. We can have a seat tonight. Amen. Do we have a first-time guest in our midst tonight? Work to do. Amen. It is announcement time. You all are welcome to tonight's service. And to all our online viewers, thank you for tuning in. May the Lord bless you all in Jesus' name. First of all, we have a women's prayer group called the Sisters Connect, which meets every Monday at 8 p.m. This is an amazing opportunity to connect with our sisters and pray together. To learn more, connect with our First Lady, Pastor Esther. Amen. Next, we have an intercessory group that prays for our pastors. If you would like to join this group, please connect with our Pastor Esther as well. Our weekly services hold every Wednesday like this, which we call the Bible Exploration at 7 p.m. and Sunday service at 10 a.m. We encourage you to join us and invite your friends and family. Our First Lady, Pastor Esther, also leads a non-denominational prayer ministry called the Praying Mothers Network. The Praying Mothers Network meets on the last Saturday of each month, and the prayers are streamed live on the Praying Mothers Network Facebook page. To follow the page, search for the Praying Mothers Network on Facebook or follow her on Instagram as well. If you would love to serve and volunteer in any area of our church, including the worship team, the media, hospitality, and especially the children's ministry, please meet Pastor Victor after the service. If you're enjoying the service tonight, kindly bring out your smartphone so we can share what God is doing in our midst. And this is just to remind us that on this Sunday, March 10th, we have a baby shower for Dr. Renee. And Sister Solange. Let us come and celebrate with them with gifts, diapers, wipes, and gift cards. And also March 23rd, Sister Sylvie's son, Ethan, will be celebrating his first birthday. So there's the flyer up there. Let us go out and celebrate with them as well. Amen. Finally, you can stay tuned with us during the week, following us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at LWIC Tulsa. Thank you for listening to our announcements, and if there are any other updates, this will be communicated before the end of the service. Remember, you are created in God's image and your life counts. Amen. Amen. Next, we move to our offering. It is offering time. It is offering time. Here at Living Word, we have several ways of giving. And it is time for us to give to the Lord out of the abundance of what He has blessed us with. So first of all, we can give through cash. We have our offering envelope at the back of the seat pocket in front of you or the one behind you. You can also give through Cash App. That's our QR code. And give to LWIC Tulsa. Also through Zelle. And that's the QR code as well with the number. You can also give by text. Text give to 918-205-7188. You can also give by check. Simply make your check payable to LWIC Tulsa, 2545 South Yale Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74114. You can also process your gift on our website. Simply visit livingworldtulsa.com. Finally, you can also process your giving through our church app called the Church Pad. Search for Living Word International Church and proceed to the giving tab. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Victor, for doing this. You are in the spirit because I have the same Bible verse with me. Amen. I'll be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. From Kent. Contemporary English Version. It says, each of you must make up your own mind about how much to give. But don't feel sorry that you must give. And don't feel you are forced to give. God loves people who love to give. And another version says, God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. I want us to give willingly and even joyously this morning. Tonight, not grudgingly or under compulsion. Amen. Yes, God wants a gift that comes from our heart. Amen. If you are done packaging our offering, I want us to pray over our offering tonight, and as our ushers, we come out and get it. Amen. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you with the fruit of our labor. We honor you out of the abundance that you have blessed us with tonight, oh God. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you bless it. You bless the work of our hands. You bless every pocket that this gift is coming out from. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you destroy the devourer for our sakes, oh God. And you use this for your kingdom expansion. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. With Jesus' joy, join me as a welcome, Pastor Victor.
How are you guys feeling this evening? You're feeling amazing. Let me use this one. I think this is better. Amen.
By the way, thank you, Sister Juanita, for the merch I'm wearing. Yes. It says, Pastor, what does it say? Anything you say or do can be what? Hey! Pastor warning. Yes, this Pastor Blaze has his own shirt as well. So when you see him with this shirt, you know it's serious. Amen. Please be seated. You might be standing again. How you feeling tonight? Everybody feeling good? The week going fantastic? All right. So we're going to continue on our series, or at least the thought we've been talking about for this midweek services, which is attempt great things for who? For God. Yes. Yes. Attempt great things for God. And tonight I will be giving you a charge titled, listen to this now, Overcoming Demonic Intimidation. Overcoming Demonic Intimidation. And this is very important as we move on with expansion as our theme of the year. But before we go to that, anybody ready to dare bolder things for the Lord this year? Are you ready? Are you ready to dare bolder things for the Lord to expand? Amen. All right. Are you ready for me, MJ? DJ, MJ. MJ, DJ. All right. Are you ready? Just enjoy tonight. If you want to sing, sing along. You know the song already. Double the programs. Attempt great things for the Lord this year. Come on.
Double the programs.
You're gonna hear. You're gonna sing it in your dreams.
Expect great things from God.
Yes. Expect great things from
Attempt
God.
Attempt great things for God.
Attempt great things for God.
Rise up and move from your comfort zone.
That's expansion right there. Yeah.
Enlarge your tent. Whoa. Enlarge your heart. Enlarge your vision. Build something great. Just for the Lord.
For all of you who are joining us online, enjoy. This year shall be a year of bolder programs. I like the light behind. All right, I should.
Dare bolder programs.
Yeah. Dare bolder programs.
Find a vision.
Thank you, Bishop.
Rise up and go. Conquer for Christ. You must go.
Are you sure you want to go? Are you ready? Come on.
Are you gonna do nothing after all I've said? For those who die without the knowledge,
all right, I like the light.
Knowledge of God. Yeah.
Anybody have phones? Oh. Any phones? You can bring out your lights.
Nothing.
You can bring out your lights and wave it to the air. Oh. Yes, let me call upon you one more time. Come on, two, where you at?
That's for the perishing. Going to hell forevermore.
Yeah.
By the vision,
bolder program.
Pull out your phone.
Dream bigger visions.
And wait, come on.
God will use you. Clear lots of ground. Make your tent large. Spread out. Think big.
If your nation is blessed,
are you sure that your nation is blessed to know you?
To know that you have the Lord.
Hallelujah. Wow. Amazing. Attempt great things for God.
Tonight we're going to talk about something very important. It's the reason why I play that song. All right. There are so many voices in the world coming against us every day. You know, so many voices. There are even music. The enemy is now using music to also come against our minds. A lot of junk out there. All right, so anytime you have, when you have songs that are speaking the word, you should be taking excitedly singing the songs too. Yes, oh yes, yes, just excitedly sing. I mean, this song has encapsulated what we are saying this year is. Yes, someone, if you think there's a better song, please send it to me. Yes, or write one so we can be singing it. So until we have another song, I will play this one. Yes, so. If there's no better song than this one, we play, because this one, it says attempt great things. So there, I mean, it's so explicit. It's spread out expansion, right? Amazing. Wow. Nehemiah chapter 6 and verse 5. We're going to be reading a little bit lengthy tonight. Nehemiah chapter 6 and verse 5 to 16. Please, as we begin, let me give you some pointers. All right? Every time you will attempt expansion, please don't be surprised when you face opposition. Every time you attempt expansion, there will be opposition. I'm not prophesying. I am just telling you the fact. There will be opposition. And so as we begin the year, you know, I was just looking at the calendar and I said, wait, very much. Next month is the first quarter of the year. Next month. So if this if you have not been serious about expansion, guess what? The first leg of the year is almost over. It's almost over. Yes. We're almost in April. Can you imagine that? We're almost in Easter. We just crossed over last week. Remember last week when yesterday, that's when we crossed over. Yes, we just finished fasting. Yes, we can still remember. You remember how your stomach was rolling during those fasting days? Yes, it's still very fresh. But before you know it, it's April. Yes. First week, first quarter of the year is gone. Yeah. There's movement. And so you better be moving in the direction of expansion. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't say, you know, the year is still young. the year is almost over. Turn to your neighbor and say, the year is almost over. Have you taken any steps of expansion? Ask your neighbor, please. Have you taken any steps of expansion? What do your neighbor say? Don't mind. I'm just kidding. Wow. Let me tell you something. The enemy will always bring intimidation anytime you are expanding. Yeah. Intimidation. Just that is one of the strategies of the enemy. Intimidation. Yes. He wants you to be scared of your own shadow. Yeah. Scared of what you don't even know. You know what? Do you know what fear means? The acronym. Say it. Want to go? False evidence appearing real. So we know this, but how come the enemy is too successful in making us to fear? You know that fear means false evidence appearing real. You still fear. Yes. Let me tell you what one of the heroes of faith, Mr. Smith Wigglesworth, he told a story of one night he had been having terrifying, frightening dreams. And at some point he woke up and he was aware of demonic presence. He looked around the room, and then near the foot of the bed was Satan himself. With a sigh, Smith simply said, "Oh, it's just you." Rolled over and went back to sleep. He went back to sleep. He said, "Oh, Satan, it's you that's rattling my, you're disturbing my sleep. I won't even pray for you. I won't even pray about you. I won't pray. For you are, the Bible says that we are seated in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. I won't even pray. Yes, and he went back to sleep. Smith Wigglesworth. So how do you know about Smith Wigglesworth? The man. Smith Wigglesworth was a man. One time he wanted to pray for somebody. Someone he used to punch people. Yeah. When he prayed for someone, he would punch them. Like if you have stomach ache. Yeah. It's not this one that Pastor Victor would like this or Pastor Blaise would be here. No. He would punch me. Will you come back to church if Pastor Victor punched you? Listen. So he would punch people. There was one time there's a story of one time he raised one man from the dead. He jacked the man from the coffin and put him to the wall. And the guy woke up. Listen, do you know that sometimes all you need is someone to shake you? Yes. Yes. That's a healing strategy. You shake, because if you say you had pain on your stomach, if someone to punch you in that place, trust me, that pain will leave you. Because you have a greater pain than what you had. That one, you'll be healed of that one. You'll not be like, "What was that? Why did he punch me?" You get my point. But of course, that's not what happened. You know, he was being healed. Don't go and punch people. Please, disclaimer, don't punch people unless the Lord leads you. Make sure the person gets healed. Make sure the person gets healed. Oh my God. So this story of Smith Wigglesworth is one of is the classic story that we've heard in the church, but it also shows us the power of the believer over satanic intimidation. And so you must understand, if you are going to do great things for the kingdom, you will face satanic intimidation. Yeah. Yes. This is not, and intimidation is not even the enemy is at work against you. He is making you work against yourself. Because when someone intimidates you, it makes you to stop what you're doing. You see? So it's not that he is the one physically or spiritually coming against you in terms of strategy, but one of his smartest ways is to put bugs in front of you. Yeah. False evidence appearing real. Have you ever been driving down a road and you see what they call a mirage? A mirage. Yes. You know what a mirage is? A mirage is when you're driving down the road, you see a water pot in front of you.
That you, do you see that water pot?
Some other, have you seen that water pot before? When you got there, was it there? That is a classic example of satanic intimidation. You will put mirages in your area, in your sphere, as you begin to take steps. You will put mirages. You're moving. Remember, I was talking about their bolder programs, their bigger things in 2024, expansion. As you begin to take steps and move forward, what will happen is that the enemy will begin to put mirages in front of you. Yes. You'll put mirages in front of you. And when you see these mirages, you must understand one thing. Oh, child of God, understand one thing, that you are on the right direction. If you have not seen any mirages in 2024, you've not started taking any moves yet. Because you cannot be on your bed and see mirage. How many of you sit on your bed, lay down, and then wake up and say, I just saw a mirage? No, you must be driving somewhere. You must be moving somewhere. If you're not moving, you're not going to see any mirages. Same thing in expansion. If you're going to move, expect mirages on the way. And let me tell you something. Learn to press on in the midst of distractions. That is what true believers do. They press on in the midst of distraction. Yeah. Press on. Press on. Press on. So if you have seen any kind of intimidation in 2024, I've come to tell you good news. You are in the right direction. Amen. My God. You are in the right direction. Yes. You are in the right. You are on the right direction. You are on the right direction. Moving the right way. Let me tell you something. Always move in the opposite direction of your fears. That is faith. What is faith? Faith is moving in the opposite direction of your fears. Yeah. So when you have a mirage, you move. You keep moving. You don't say, oh, I'm going to now. No, you keep moving. So faith, always move in the opposite direction of your fears. So that mirage in front of you wants you to turn around. No, go there. Keep moving. There's nothing there. Next time the enemy wakes you up from sleep, don't pray. Sleep back. Because he could not kill you. Why is he waking you up? If he could kill you, he could have killed you since. Am I not being practical here? If the enemy could kill you, he would have killed you. Why are you disturbing my sleep? I will sleep. Yeah. Eight solid hours. I'll wake up very happy. Yes. You know, one of the great generals of faith, Bishop David Oyedepo, he was talking about one time he went to like a crusade in a different country. And when he went into the room where he was going to sleep, as soon as he walked in, in the window, something dark flew out. And his entourage, his ministers, they saw it. They were all panicking. He said, all of you, nobody pray tonight. Go and sleep. Nobody pray tonight. Go and sleep. You say, Pastor Victor, you're not, are you sure we should not pray? That's the force of faith. Understanding your dominion over darkness. Yes, dominion. See, light, when light comes, light, have you ever seen light pray for darkness? No. Arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Yes. So when light comes, darkness just leaves. Please, as anybody is, please, if you ever see in any point when someone turns on a light and that light is praying for darkness to leave, please record the video and send to me. Someone, please, I'll be waiting. That video will trend on TikTok. It will trend on Instagram. Because nobody has ever seen that kind of thing where the light is praying. As I come on now, look, darkness, move, leave. No. In the midst of satanic intimidation, listen, anytime you see intimidation, you're on the right track. Yes. You are on the right track. Now, let's look at the scripture this evening. Nehemiah chapter 6 and verse 5. It says, then Sambalat sent his servant to me as before. How many times? The fifth time, for context. Let's go back to verse 1. You know, I've learned from pastor to read in context. In fact, my next shirt should say context, context, context. Yes, that's what I want to wear next time. Yes. Now it happened when Sambalat, Tobiah, Geshem, the Arab, and the rest of our enemies heard that we had rebuilt the world. If that Bible is yours, underline rebuilt and write the expansion. We had rebuilt the wall. And that there were no breaks left in it. Though, at that time, I had not hung the doors in the gates. That is a very important detail. Get back to verse 1. Though, at that time, I had not what? Hung the door in the gates. Meaning, if these guys wanted to attack me, I was at a place where they could easily come to me. I mean, there was no door. Yes. Though, at that time, I had not hung the doors in the gate. Verse 2. That Sambalat and Geshem sent to me, saying, come, let us meet together among the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to harm me. Evil conspiracy. Verse 3 says, so I sent messengers to them saying, I am doing a great work. Expansion. I'm doing what? A great work. Anytime you're doing expansion, it's a great thing to expand. It's a great work. Yes. Every time you're expanding in the ministry, in your career, in your profession, it's a great work. I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and go down to you? See, so already they were beginning to try and intimidate him. He said, why should I stop doing what I'm doing? Let's go back to verse 1. Let's see the people that were writing to him. Let's see the caliber of people that were writing to him. Okay? He says, now it happened when Sambalat, Tobiah, the Arab, and the rest of our enemies. So it was not just those two people. There were a lot of people that were writing to him. It was like a think about like a what's the word, man? A host of enemies. United Enemy Association. United Enemies Organization. UEO. So this, it was a conglomerate of enemies. Yes. A collection. Yes. So go back to verse 3. So now it's not just one person. Alright? Some of you, it's just one person that's troubling you. It's just one person. You behave like you have a conglomerate, a whole nation after you. Only one person. Only one family member is disturbing you. And you behave like the entire world has ended. May the Lord help us. Amen. And tonight you're receiving strength. Amen. To overcome intimidation. Amen. So, verse 4. But they sent me this message. How many times?
Four.
That is classic intimidation. Remember I said, if the enemy wants to kill you, he doesn't have to wake you up. If those guys had power, they didn't have to write them four letters. If they had the power to eliminate them, they didn't have to write him four letters. They should have just said one letter. If you don't come, you're finished. And then after that one letter, they came after him. But what happened? They wrote him four letters. Why? Listen, because they did not have power to finish him. Yes. It was intimidation. Four letters. And I answered them in the same manner. What did he answer them? Go back to verse 3. Saying, I sent messages to them saying what? I am doing a great work. What great work are you doing in 2024? See, It's because you're not busy. That's why when the enemy comes, he just messes you up. A great work, something that has taken over your attention, whether it's in your ministry, your school, you have it. Listen, do you know you can be so busy that you don't even realize the enemy is even coming after you? Because your mind is so engrossed in the work of the Lord, in the things that God has asked you to do, in the vision for your life. So, of course, the reason why we are so aware of the enemy is because we're doing only one thing. So if that one thing is being attacked, your whole world has crumbled. Your whole world is just crumbled because that is just one thing you're doing. It's not great. Great works has many components. Great, many things happening. There's movement everywhere. Great work. Have you ever seen them build a stadium, a big stadium before? There's movement everywhere. Yes. A big farm, there's movement everywhere. Great work. So just because the north side of the farm might be under fire doesn't mean that everything in the south stops. No. Okay, there's fire in the north. Okay, go and seize the fire in the north. But south continues. Amen. I believe that's a word for somebody. Hallelujah. That's four. Let's go up. Verse 4. So actually, let's move to verse 5. Yes, there you go. Then Sambalat sent his servant to me as before, the fifth time. Wow. With an open letter in his hand. Intimidation again. Five times. The same thing. Wanting him to stop. In it was written, it is reported among what? You know me, you think this thing was United Enemy Association. It's like the UN. UN equivalent for enemies. Yes, yeah. The nations. It is reported among what? The nations. And Geshem says that you and the Jews plan to rebel. Therefore, according to what? You are expanding the war, that you may be their king. Verse 7. And you have also appointed prophets to proclaim concerning you at Jerusalem. Listen, if you look at verse 6, don't go there. When it says in verse 6, it's showing you that one of the ways the enemy is going to bring intimidation into your life is by spreading rumors about you. False accusation. You know, the enemy, Jesus said, the enemy comes to me and finds nothing. The only thing that the enemy could use to bring Jesus to the cross was rumors, false rumors. King of the Jews. He said that he can break that. I mean, just lies. Yes. And you have also appointed prophets to proclaim concerning you at Jerusalem, saying, there's a king in Judah. Now, these matters will be reported to the king. So come therefore, yeah, we're going to tell him. And let us consult together. Intimidation. Listen, your enemy does not have power over you. Listen, as a believer, do you know the greatest, do you know when your true deliverance will come on this earth? You will live a life that demons cannot disturb you. When you understand that you have power over death. Yes. Because this guy, Bible says that they love not their life even unto death. So when your life, your physical life, I'm talking about the air you breathe, like physically, when you're not scared of dying anymore, that's when you become a dangerous. You become dangerous. You're like AK-47, like nuclear bomb in the enemy's camp. Yes, yes, a terror. Okay. If you see someone that says, if you like, kill me, yourself, you'll be like, what's wrong with this guy? We die here. Do whatever you want to do. We are here. Yes, you run away. Then I sent to him, saying, no such things are, as you say, are being done, but you invent them in your own hearts.
Yes. Pastor calls that compulsive wickedness disorder.
People that they are compulsively wicked. Inventors of evil. You invent evil.
See, people invent light. Thomas Edison, them, they invent light. The Wright brothers invent aircraft. So people are inventing evil. Yes, they want to bring... They are specialists in bringing people down. Yes. In scattering whatever you've built in your life. And tonight, I decree that if there's anybody in your life that has been inventing evil, stopping you from moving to your next level, tonight, the vengeance of the Lord rests upon them. In the name of Jesus. Say, for they all were trying to make us
afraid.
What?
Afraid.
Intimidation. Saying their hands will be weakened in the work. Intimidation. And I will not, and it will not be done.
My God, this is a prayer. Lift your hands where you are.
Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. Tonight, I decree that every weak hand is strengthened by the hands of the Lord. Anybody that began 2024 in despair and in mockery, tonight, God's hand strengthens your arms. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen my hands, oh God. Strengthen my hands. Strengthen my hands. Strengthen my hands. Strengthen my hands. Afterward, I came to the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehetabel, who was a secret informer. And he said, let us meet together. In where? In where? In the house of God. Within the temple. And let us close the doors of the temple. For they are what? Were they coming to kill him? So what was that? Intimidation. He was trying to intimidate him. For they are coming to kill you. You see, that's why I said, when you overcome the fear of death, you become a dangerous vessel that God can use to wreak havoc. Yes. Yes. Okay. If you're a believer, where do you go to when you die? You go to meet heaven. You go to heaven. And trust me, no matter what age you die, if you go to heaven, you will not want to come back. What are you doing here? You won't. Let us come. Let us be together in the house of the Lord within the temple. Let us close the doors of the temple, for they are coming to kill you. Indeed, when?
At night.
At night. They will come to kill you. They will come to kill you. Were they coming to kill him? No. So most times before death even comes, the enemy has sent, gone ahead to put intimidation, plant the seed in your head. You are going to die. You are not leaving this earth before your time.
Yeah.
Nobody here under the sound of my voice will leave this earth before their time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I said, should such a man as I flee? And who is there such as I who would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. See what it says there. It says, should such a man as I feel... See, that is a self-confidence that comes from knowing who sent you.
Amen.
Yes. Would such a man like I feel? Yeah. I told you the example of Bishop David Oyedepo. What if he said, when he saw that that demon leave the room, what if he said, you know what, team? I think the enemy is after us in this land. Let's move. Let's go back to Nigeria. No, that's not what he did. He said, all of you go and sleep. Hallelujah. Even the enemy will be afraid. He said, 12. Then I perceived that God had not sent him at all, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me because Tobiah and Sambalat
had hired him. Secret evil conspiracy. Verse 13. For this reason, he was hired, that I should be afraid. Intimidation and act that way and sin, so that they might have cause for an evil report, that they might reproach me. To fear is sin. Yes. Yes. Now see prayer now. What is this prayer? My God. My God. My God. Remember Tobiah and Sanballat according to these their works, and the prophetess Nodiah, and the rest of the prophets who have made me afraid. Listen, did you see that? Wait. Before we get back to that prayer, did you see what he said there? They have made me
afraid.
They have made me
afraid.
So Nehemiah was afraid. Yeah. It's okay. I know you are. It's okay. You're afraid. It's okay. But don't stay there. Yes. Yes. You can be scared for 1 second. That's all you get. 1 second. And then you stand up again. Say, my God. My God. Pick yourself up. My God. My God, remember Tobiah and Sam, according to their works, who have made me afraid. It's okay. Nehemiah was afraid, but he still did great things for the Lord. Yes. So yes, I know that the year might have started and there are things that might have made you afraid, intimidated you. It's okay. Tonight, it's time to refocus. Pick yourself up. Pick yourself up and say, I will attempt great things for God. This year, I will attempt great things as led by the Spirit of God. As led by the Spirit. God is always speaking. He's always wanting us to move forward. But the devil puts mirages to stop you, to intimidate you. So the wall was finished on the 25th day of Elul in 52 days. How many more days do we have left in the year? In the midst of the fear, it was still finished in 52 days. That's so good. 52 days, that's less than 2 months. So it means that in less than 2 months, God can turn your fear into testimonies. Yes. Do you hear me, Samantha? God can turn your fears into testimonies. Yeah. Yes. He can. Yeah. And He will, Samantha. You hear me? He will. He will turn your fears into testimonies. And it happened when all our enemies heard of it and all the nations around us saw these things, that they were disheartened. I decree that in 2024, your enemies will be disheartened by your progress. By your expansion, they will be disheartened. That they were very disheartened in their very own eyes, for they perceived that this work was done by our God. This year, I decree that God will work on your behalf. This work was done by our God. Have you ever seen God build? Do you know how God builds? God builds quickly. He created the world. 7 days, everything that we are seeing, we are still trying to explore. 7 days. Well, listen, it doesn't take God eternity to do what is eternal. He can do an eternal miracle in your life and it will not take Him an eternity. Because in Him dwells eternity. Yes. He's not limited by anything. He's God all by Himself. Yes. The mountains quake. They hide before the Lord. Mountains,
You have great mountains. Mountains are so great that people leave their countries to fly and see mountains. They want to climb Kilimanjaro mountain. When the mountains see God, they bow. The creator of the heaven and earth. Songwriter says, what can't you do? What can't you do with Jesus, creator? He said, they perceived that this work was done by our God. This year, God will do something in your life that people will perceive that this work was done by only God. Yes. God is he's a specialist in doing works. Yes. Jesus said, "Say, my Father works, so I work." Yes. I must do the works of my Father while it is day. Yes. God is how mighty and terrible are thy ways. Through the greatness of thy power, thy enemy is subject to thee. To the greatness of thy power. So, any power that is intimidating you, God's power is greater than it. Yes. Yeah. This work was done by our God. And tonight, intimidation of the enemy ceases in your life. Yes. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Yes. So when your enemies are around, you're looking for the table. Where is the table? Because there's provision for me. Anytime you see chaos, look for the table. Where is the table? In the presence of my enemy. See that? You anoint my head with oil. In 2024, don't joke with the anointing. You must pray, Lord, give me the anointing to expand. My cup runs over. Oh, yes. Yes. Do you know what the anointing can do for you? I mean, and you hear me talking about the anointing here and there in my sermons. Because if you understand what the anointing can do for you, you'll be having night prayers and say, Lord, anoint me. Yes, yes. Yeah, no, you won't ask for anything. Just say, Lord, anoint my head with oil. With oil. Anoint my head. Anoint my head for what you want me to do. Because when the anointing comes upon your head, what will happen is that you begin to run past chariots. You see? You begin to do supernatural things naturally. People start saying, how are you doing these things? You say, I don't know. I just do them. Let's go back to Nehemiah. Let's wrap up. I believe God has spoken his word to you. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 14. This is my last charge to you. Says, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Let me make sure I'm getting the right scripture for you. Verse 13. So therefore, take up the whole armor of God. This is how you overcome intimidation very quickly. Therefore, what? Take the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Now, watch it now. Because some of you already have the whole armor. All you need to do is this next part. It says, and having done all, stand. I've come to tell you in 2024 that you have everything you need to stand. So stand and fight. Stand and make progress. Attempt great things for God. Having done all to stand.
understand. We are prayed for 40 days. Do you know that in 2024, there are people that will never pray for even 1 minute? Your life cannot be the same. Haven't prayed for 40 days. Haven't done all to stand. Oh yeah, now stand. Stand. Believe that you prayed. Believe that God is working for you. If not, it's a waste. The righteous shall live by his faith. So all that 40 days of prayer, if you do not believe that it's going to work for you, it's a waste. But tonight I tell you, it shall not be wasted in your life. Because it will work and it will accomplish expansion in your life. Yeah. Haven't done all to stand. Stand. Therefore, stand. Stand. When you see intimidation, don't run. Stand. Stand there. Keep moving. Yes. You have everything you need. This year will be the greatest year you've ever had in your life. This year. This year. Don't let the enemy intimidate you based on what you have seen so far. Because some people have already lost heart in 2024. Do you know that? Yeah. Some people have already lost heart. You're not even in the first quarter. The enemy has succeeded to bring you down. All the excitement you had about 2024 is gone. Tonight, I've come like a torch in the spirit to light up the flame of your excitement, of your faith. Enemy will not have the last say in 2024. Amen. Yes. You are serving God. There must be proof in your life. Insist that there will be a proof in your life this year. That there will be expansion. Yes. So attempt great things for God. And overcome satanic intimidation. Hallelujah. Jump on your feet tonight. Palos ketala mahaya. Anybody feel like praying tonight for 1 minute? 1 minute on the clock. Librentos copaya. That's how you receive the word. You put it in your spirit and say, I will stand. Matos sepataya. Menderiatos copalata la mahapo sombretaya. I will stand. I will not be intimidated. Shabala cope la brandala. I will stand. I overcome satanic intimidation. Kalamos Sembretos Kopaya. You have 30 more seconds. Lembretos Kopani Barumeriamos Kopala. Oh, yes. Mande Levo Koputo Patapaya. Take it, Pala Pala Topo Sombra Tapaya. Oh, yes. I will stand. I shall not be intimidated. For the Lord is at my right hand. Shalama Kopaya. Epo Kose Brahma Nama Kopaya. Ay, 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 Lembre Kopapaya. My glory and the lifter of my head, for thou, O Lord, our shield for me, my glory, the lifter of my head. For thou, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, the lifter of my head.
my glory. First Corinthians 11 verse 23. First Corinthians 11 and verse 23. We're going to take our communion now. For I received from the Lord, and which I also delivered to you. The Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord, tonight, we eat this in remembrance of you. For because of you, we have the whole armor to withstand intimidations, to move forward towards expansion. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You may go ahead and eat. Got it. I shall not be intimidated. This cup shall not be intimidated. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Lord, tonight we drink in remembrance of the finished work on that cross. Thank you for the whole armor that you brought to us through your death and resurrection. And we eat tonight and we drink in remembrance of you. Amen. Go ahead and drink. Choir. Worthy is the Lamb. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, tonight we've come to the end of our service. And I believe before we wrap up, we have a baby shower on Sunday. RJ is going to have a baby. Sister, brother. Sister? All right. Wow. RJ, you happy? You happy you're going to have a sister? Yeah? He's like, I don't know about it. I want to be the only one. Oh, my gosh. Well, we're going to go ahead and share the grace tonight. Amen. Let's go ahead and share the grace. One, two, go. Amen. We're going to go ahead and say the confession for the year. One, two, go. As I take steps in various endeavors, testimonies are abounding on every corner because failure and disappointment are far away from me. The lights are falling to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. Precious things are spoken of my way because I am a product of prophecy. Angels have gone ahead to secure my heritage from others. Say hallelujah! I am expanding on every corner this year.
Hi guys, welcome back.
We are glad you stayed with us through our service and that you received a transformative word that changes your life. That your life is refreshed and you are relaunched back into your destiny where you reign as a king. I want you to know that your life counts and that God made you uniquely so that you can fulfill His great purpose. So never you feel disadvantaged. Never you feel, look at yourself and feel low on yourself. No, know that God created you for His unique purposes and that your life is a reflection of His glory.
Yes.
So as you go into the world, I want you to square your shoulders, lift up your head, and shine, reign like the king that God has caused you to reign. May His glory fill your life, and may His blessings abound in everything that you do, in the name of Jesus. If this service has been a blessing to you, we ask that you kindly share it with your friends, invite your loved ones, so that they too can partake of the same blessing. We look forward to seeing you in our next broadcast. God bless you.